And shiny new dimes. If we're ever puzzled by the changing time, there's a plate of homemade wishes on the kitchen windowsill, and it is enough to fill our lives with love.
And joining us right now at the PMP Network is a man you know and love. That's right, Dick Van Patten, the star of Eight is Enough and many other shows and series. And he's also an author. And we have his book here, Dick Van Patten's Totally Terrific TV Trivia. We'll talk about that and many other things here. Welcome to the program, Dick.
Thanks a lot.
You are a beloved guy.
Well, because of that TV show, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to note that the man you played, Tom Bradford, the character on Eight is Enough, was ranked number 33 in TV Guide's list of the 50 greatest TV dads of all time.
Yeah, but there's only 50. Yeah. I don't really...
Now, there's been thousands of TV dads. And,
really?
Yeah, of course. But to be ranked in the top 50 is pretty good.
Oh, fair, I guess.
Yeah, that was in the 2004 June edition of TV Guide. And so it's nice to hear your voice. You sound exactly like you did on TV.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And by the way, a happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Yeah, December the 9th was my birthday.
Yeah, and you're a young and chipper, 82?
82? I can't believe it.
I can't either. So how does it feel being 82? Is it, people complain about aging and stuff. How is it, though?
Well, it's a little tough. It's not as good as when I was 42.
Yeah, well, yeah. I always think of the choices, and they're not very good, so.
Yeah.
Now, the trivia book is interesting, but I have a piece of trivia for folks out there, and I know you know the answer to it. I'm not going to ask you because I wouldn't want to put you on the ringer here. But I'm going to ask everybody out there that's listening. Eight is Enough. What were the name of the kids on the show? Not the real names, but the character names.
Me?
You want to do that? You can do that if you want. That's fine.
All right. It was Nicholas and Tommy, the two little boys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, And then the girls were Susan and Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I'm forgetting it. Isn't this awful?
No, it's not, because I knew you were going to... No one gets them all right.
Oh, gosh.
You get the older son. Who's the oldest?
Yeah, well, Grant Goody played the part, and he's such a nice guy, and I can't think of the name he played. What
okay,
was it?
Well, David was the oldest.
Oh, David, yeah.
Then you had Mary and Joni and Susan.
And Tommy was the middle
one. Yeah, Nancy and Elizabeth, then Tommy, and then Nicholas.
Oh, yeah, right.
In order of age on the show.
The reason that I'm forgetting some of their names is I used to call them by their real names, and I get mixed up, you know?
Exactly. Well, you would know the characters' names as well. You would know the people who played them, so I understand that completely. It's interesting, the Eight is Enough show, folks out there that, there's many people out there who love the show and remember it. And originally, your character was a columnist for the Sacramento Register, whose wife Joan looked after the house and kids, and actress Diana Hyland played her.
Originally, yes, you knew that.
Yeah, the show, unfortunately, she died unexpectedly after four episodes had played.
That's right. She was going to marry John Travolta. They were getting married.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know whether the public knows that or not.
Well, but the thing is that they made you a widower after that.
Yes, they wrote it into the show.
Which was interesting because the show was a fictional show, but it became a little bit of reality.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then of course they had you meet and get involved with a lovely woman from the dating scene. You married Abby, who was played by Betty Buckley.
Right.
And she was a school teacher and a youth counselor, which was perfect for your house. At least your fake house on TV.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I find amazing is that you've been married for 56 years now?
Oh, you knew that. Yeah, 56 years.
Wow, that's amazing to me.
It I can't believe it myself.
In Hollywood,
my wife was so young too.
But that's so rare for you and Pat to be together that long. It's just so rare in Hollywood. Tell us if there is one. What are some of the secrets of staying together so long?
I think it's all luck. I really do. I think you got to be lucky. Well, the one thing I do think might help, the family came first before the career. You know, the career was secondary to the family. Like if anything happened to my family, I'd get very upset and be very, very concerned. But if I got fired or something, that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Well, you mentioned getting fired doesn't bother you, so let me bring it up, because I understand when you learned of the cancellation of It Is Enough, it wasn't even by a phone call. It was from a newspaper article.
A newspaper. I can't believe it. They said, I read in the paper, It Is Enough is going to be discontinued. They never called us.
Did you ever call anybody and say, hey, what's going on here?
Yes, I did. I called up the producers. I said, oh, they said, yes, this is true. We were going to get to you. Tell you.
Yeah, that's nice of them.
But I don't read in the paper.
So, was there ever talk any time after that show of doing a movie?
No, there never was any talk of doing that.
I'm surprised.
It would be a good movie, too.
It would be a great movie.
Yeah, because there's so many good stories in it.
Yeah. Mm. Is it too late?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Wow. Do you keep in touch with any of the cast members of Ada
Center? Yes, I sure do. They were a great care. Those kids were really nice. They were very close to me. And I do keep in touch with them, yes.
Who in particular do you talk to on a regular basis?
Well, I talked to Diana Hyland. The other Diane Kay.
Yeah,
I said the wrong name.
That's Diane. Okay.
I called Diane Kay a lot. And Grant Goody called me on my birthday the other day. He lives up in Seattle, so I don't see him. But he called me up and everything.
Yeah.
And I see Willie Ames a lot. And Nicholas, Adam Rich, who played Nicholas, I see him. And those are the few that I see.
How are the kids doing? How are guys like Adam Rich? I know he had some difficult times. He's doing much better now.
Oh, boy, did he. He was really hooked on drugs and everything.
Yeah.
And now I'm very happy to say he's clean. He's okay now. He's all okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
One of the things I did not know about you until I prepped for this interview was about natural balance dog and cat food. You actually founded that company.
Yes, I did.
Because we actually buy their products.
1989, 21 years ago.
We buy their products. I had no idea that you were the founder of the company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you buy it. Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, our dog likes them. But tell us a little bit about why you started it and how that evolved.
Well, I was on the Johnny Carson show. And when they broke for lunch, you know, I sat next to this musician. He was a drummer. He was the drummer on the Johnny Carson show. And we started to talk, and he said he rescued dogs. And I said, well, I do that too. And he said, well, I have an idea for a dog food. And he started to tell me about it. It was his idea. And he said, would you be interested in going partners? He said, there'd be no byproducts in the food, and it would be really good. And I said, yeah, sounds good. So we did, and we got it into Petco, and they said, we'll try it out. And it did very well, so now it's going through the roof. It does very well, very well.
Yeah, that's actually where we buy it, in Petco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It's interesting that...
It's now the leading dog food in Petco and cat food.
That's pretty cool. Now, your son Jimmy's involved with the company too, right?
Yes, he works for me too.
Yeah?
And he's good too.
How are all the kids doing?
Oh, very well, thank you. Vincent does that World Poker Tour. He's the commentator on the World Poker Show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Nels teaches tennis. And Jimmy's an actor also, aside from being with Natural Balance. He just did a movie, and he works all the time as an actor, you know.
I remember thinking back, got to be 30 years ago, you were in a movie with him, Lunch Wagon.
Oh, that's right. You remember?
Yeah.
Boy, what a memory you have.
Yeah.
Gee, I forgot about that until you just mentioned it.
Yeah, and actually you've appeared with your sister as well. A lot of people don't know your sister's Joyce Van Patten.
Joyce Van Patten.
Yeah.
My favorite actress. She is good, too.
She is.
There's two big movies out now, one with Jane Fonda and one with Sean Young, and she's in both of them. I can't think of the darn names of the movies. But they're out now, and my sister Joyce is in them.
I actually remember the movie Making It from 71, and both of you were in there, as I remember correctly.
You were amazing. Yeah, Making It. We were both in it, right.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that you were a child actor yourself, but many of us remember I Remember Mama, which was a very big series.
Yeah.
Back
that
when.
Started in, that was one of the very, very, very first TV shows there ever was. It started in 1949, and I played the son, and went on for 8-9 years, went off the air in 1958. It was the number one show on CBS. It was called I Remember Mama. It was on every Friday night at 8 o'clock.
There are many people who remember it. In fact, some of the folks who, when we put it out that you were coming on the show, they wanted to know about that show and what your remembrance were of that show and some of the people who were in it with you.
I'm glad to hear Peggy Wood was the star of the show. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad to hear that people remember so well. It was a very good show.
Some of these shows are on.
We were live every Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Did that show ever get to video?
No.
Because that's one of those shows that was lost. I don't think it's on video, right?
No, I don't. Although I have some kinescopes, you know, but they're pretty rough. But
yeah. Some of those old shows, people have found old copies of it and revived them, put them on tape and stuff, and on DVD.
Yeah.
You know. Is Eight Is Enough available?
I don't think so. No, it is not. It's not on DVD, no.
That's one that should be on DVD.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think it would do very well.
And you would think that Warner Brothers Television would want to put it out. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
That aired from 77 to 81, right?
Eight Is Enough ran from 77 to... 5 years, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like longer, though, because it was a very popular program, and when it went, I can't believe that they didn't follow up at some point and say, hey, let's do some kind of film or a one-time movie or something.
I know.
I'm surprised. Strange. Do you know that that you actually made the top 10 list of the David Letterman show years ago?
No.
David Letterman always had all these lists, and he published the book of lists, and one of our alert listeners sent it over to me, and I thank Jonathan for sending it over. It was the top 10 body parts or Van Patten's.
Really?
Yeah. Number 10 was heart, number 9 was kidney, number 8 was Vincent, number 7 was trachea, 6 was Joyce, 5 was James, 4 was bladder, 3 was Timothy, 2 was spleen, and number 1, Dick.
I never heard this before.
Yep, that was on the Letterman show many years ago.
I played David Letterman paddle tennis, and he beat me, and I was pretty good, too.
Now,
I'm always surprised that he beat me.
Are you going to be have anything scheduled for any shows or anything at all coming up that you can promote?
I don't have anything coming up, no.
Hmm. You should be. You should be on TV right now. I don't understand why you're not guesting us on some...
I'm doing the Rose Parade. On New Year's Day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
That's televised. Are you going to be? What are you going to be doing for the Rose Parade?
I'm on the float, a big float, you know.
Are you going to be one of the honorees?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, how did you end up with the book? It's called Dick Van Patten's Totally Terrific TV Trivia from Buzz Time Trivia Series.
I like games. You know, I've always been a game player. So when they said people kept saying you should write a book, I thought it would be fun to write a book about it, didn't make it a game, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun book to I guess you can make games out of it. And in fact, Buzz Time Trivia Series is in restaurants and bars around here and on cable TV and mobile phones and things like that. But this is actually published by Square One Publishers. It's a paperback. It's very inexpensive. It's only $7.95, but it brings hours and hours of entertainment.
Yeah, you know, thank you. I agree. I think it's a fun book. Really do.
Now, did you actually have any input into the questions, things like that, or did someone else do it and put your name on it?
No. I had a little input.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is interesting. It's an interesting book. It's a fun book, and it brings back a lot of memories for all of us who are really into television.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that they can buy this now at Square One Publishers. It's all over the place, from Amazon to all the other locations. And they can actually get to know a little bit more Dick Van Patten.
Makes a good Christmas present.
It makes a great... Well, it's a cheap Christmas present. I think you got to buy more than this for somebody. But but it's an inexpensive one. If you want to fill up some stockings with it, that would be a good stocking stuffer.
Yes, that is. Right. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Boston. That's where we're
Boston.
We're actually in Stoughton, Massachusetts.
I played every theater in Boston.
Do you remember any of the ones that you played?
I played the Wilbur. I played the Colonial. I can't remember all of
them. I assume you were at the Wang.
Seven theaters.
Yeah, there's the Wang.
I played them all.
Yeah.
The Copley.
Yeah.
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 I like Boston.
Well, Boston likes you. When are you coming back?
I don't know, but anytime I have to go to Boston, I'm always happy. I think it's a terrific city.
Well, the next time you come to Boston, you're going to call me and say, hey, Mark, let's get together for lunch.
All right. The only thing about Boston is the beach at Revere Beach. The water is cold. It's always cold.
It is cold.
I love Revere Beach.
Hey, really?
Yeah, I do.
That's a nice beach, and they've cleaned it up, even made it nicer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to hear.
They really did. They did a nice job on it. Yeah. So Dick Van Patten, our guest today from Eight Is Enough and from the book, it's called Dick Van Patten's Totally Terrific TV Trivia, and he's a totally terrific guy, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Dick.
Thank you very much. I appreciate talking to you. I really do.
Stay well.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.